Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, February 16th. In yesterday's regional newscast, we heard from State Senator Carrie Donovan, who is co-sponsoring a bill at the State House that aims to provide economic assistance for rural counties in Colorado. In other news regarding the senator, Republicans have named a candidate to challenge Donovan for the Senate District 5 seat this fall. Senate District 5 includes pieces of seven different western Colorado counties: Chaffee, Delta, Eagle, Gunnison, Hinsdale, Lake, and Pitkin counties. Donovan is a former Vail City Council member, and she defeated Republican Don Supas in a very close election to win her seat at the State House. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, her Republican challenger in this year's election will be Alexander Beinstein, who ran an unsuccessful primary challenge against U.S. Representative Scott Tipton in 2016. Beinstein filed his paperwork with the Secretary of State 2 weeks ago. He listed two residences in that paperwork, one in Carbondale that is not even in Senate District 5. The second home he listed is a mansion just outside of Aspen, which is in the district. Senator Donovan told KVNF News that knowing who her challenger will be doesn't change much about how she conducts business at the State House.
Not much changes with the announcement of an opponent. I'll continue to work hard for my district. I'm always very proud that I listen very closely to the people I represent and then try to be their voice in the Capitol, and that's what I'll keep doing.
Senator Donovan has also been outspoken about the sexual harassment scandal that hangs like a cloud over the State House. In recent developments, Republican Senator Randy Baumgardner, accused of harassment by two different women, stepped down from his committee chairmanships, but he did not resign. Donovan said it's difficult to work at the State House for some people because of the scandal, and more work needs to be done to change the culture at the State House.
I think it is harder to be an aide or an intern and come into that building these days after the response most recently that was, lukewarm at best at committing to creating a community of zero tolerance in that Capitol. So, we're still doing work on the floor and going through committee hearings and hearing bills, but I certainly hope we can make a stronger statement to give confidence to everyone who works in that building that it's a safe place that you can come to every morning and participate in the government. I believe it'll be harder and harder for us to continue to be a body that's viewed with integrity and a body that is, responsible for doing the work of the people of Colorado if the only action that we see is, the removal of a committee chairmanship, which is not a very significant step towards changing the culture in the building.
In more news from the state capitol, on the same day that saw the country's 18th school shooting in the last 45 days, Senate Republicans passed a bill in committee that would allow Colorado state residents to carry concealed weapons without a permit. According to a press release, Senate Bill 97, sponsored by Republican Senator Tim Neville of Littleton, would allow the carrying of concealed weapons without the need to apply for a special permit. Neville explained that a permit would still be an option for those who wish to carry guns in other states, since the bill would not impact existing reciprocity agreements between states. Senate Bill 97 passed the Senate State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee on a party-line 3-2 vote, with Democrats opposed. It now moves to the Appropriations Committee for further debate. And in a follow-up to a story we read as breaking news yesterday on KVNF, a 15-year-old boy was taken into custody Thursday morning after bringing a gun to the Technical College of the Rockies near Delta. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, police responded to the Grand Mesa Choice Academy on the campus of the Technical College at about 9 a.m. No shots were fired and no one was injured during the incident. The school was locked down while it occurred. Delta Sheriff Fred McKee said it is not clear if the 15-year-old boy will face any charges. The case is still under investigation. A second handgun was found in a truck on campus, but officials believe that gun had nothing to do with the incident. McKee said that at one point Thursday morning, law enforcement and school officials believed the situation was a much more serious active shooter scenario and had planned a press conference. When the situation appeared to be not nearly as complicated, the press conference was called off. In another story from the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Citizens for a Healthy Community, or CHC, updated its study of a proposed 35-well natural gas development project by Gunnarsson Energy, about 12 miles north of Paonia. The report concluded, again, that the project would have a net negative impact on Delta County. CHC estimates that the project would generate about $437,000 a year in property and severance taxes for the county, while potentially costing the county $810,000 per year caused by losses in the agritourism and outdoor recreation industries due to oil and gas development. CHC originally released the study last year and reached the same conclusion. The revised study takes into account federal mineral royalty distributions and revised severance tax estimates. It also took into consideration the value to the county of all the equipment that would be used in the project. In the proposed project, three of the wells would be located in Delta County, while the other 32 wells would be in Gunnison County. The report concluded that the economic benefit for Delta County would be limited after it suffers big impacts to economic drivers like tourism, hunting, and fishing. It also says that residential and agricultural property values and tax revenues would decline. CHC presented the revised study to the Delta County Commissioners. Gunnison Energy previously has said it has drilled wells in Delta and Gunnison counties for many years without the kinds of impact being predicted, and doesn't expect a different outcome from the proposed project. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.